across the UK. This is Fun Kids.
Let's quickly mention some of your other projects, because you have worked on some like incredible stuff. Game of Thrones, Star Wars, Marvel, like obviously the new Knives Out film. I mean, just some awesome projects. Was there one in particular that you just recall kind of being on set and just thinking, this is huge, this is mad, like I cannot believe I'm here?
Yeah. I think there have been a few moments. I had a moment on Game of Thrones where I realized a lot of shows that you film, it's a green screen or there's like a tennis ball or something like that. And you go, oh, it's this level on set. And when you see it on screen, it'll be on this level. And I realized on Game of Thrones that it was this level on set. And when you saw it on screen, it couldn't even come close to what I was experiencing, because there was a flame machine and I could feel the heat on my face, and there was rain and I was drenched and everyone was screaming and it was so intense. And obviously it's an intense show to watch, but filming it actually surpassed the viewing experience. And I had the exact same experience on Matrix, where there was a scene with a helicopter in San Francisco and we're on the top of this building and the helicopter comes down and Yahya and I looked at each other and we were just like, what is happening right now? It was a pinch me moment.
Also, I have to quickly mention, because our listeners are, many of them are big Star Wars fans. Obviously, you're in Star Wars. Firstly, two questions on it. Firstly, what was the experience like of just being on set in a Star Wars film?
So much fun. I obviously grew up watching the Star Wars films and it was very surreal being on set. Yeah, I was only on there for a couple of weeks, but they built the actual the X-wing that I was in, and they put it on this gimbal, and so all the actors would climb on and then they would raise us, you know, 20-30 feet in the air, and the thing would actually move. So it was the closest that I will ever get to flying an actual aircraft.
That's pretty cool. That is pretty cool. And your character, like, I know you said you were only shooting for a couple of weeks, but it has a lot of love. Like, there is like fan pages about it. I was looking the other day about, you know, there's a genuine affection for this character. So why have Disney not been on the phone? Why have Disney Plus not been like, we want to do a spin-off series with this character because it's so popular?
I mean, I would love to. She has her own, there's some books where she's the lead, and she's got her own series of comic books with Oscar Isaac's character, Dameron. And she has taken on a life of her own.
That would be a brilliant Disney Plus series. Poe, you know, the two of you, I mean, that would be cool, right?
It would be. I mean, I don't want to say anything. It would be.
Yeah? Do you think there's a possibility that one day it could happen?
Maybe. I think anything is possible in the Star Wars universe. It's the franchise that will live forever.
We do this thing on my show called Film Confessions, and I was wondering if you would mind playing along. Basically, I ask my listeners to tell me about the films that they have either, that everybody else loves, classic films that everybody else loves, but they've either never seen or didn't like. Now, I have a couple. For me, I have never seen The Little Mermaid from Disney. And I don't know why, like, it's a classic. I've never seen it. And the film that I didn't love is, and I love, like, everything Pixar's done. Like, Toy Story is one of my favorite films. Coco's incredible. But, like, Finding Nemo and Finding Dory, I wasn't bothered by.
You didn't like Finding Nemo?
You know what? I just think that everybody loves it. And for me, it's, like, nowhere near top-tier Pixar. Nowhere near.
Finding Nemo is so cute.
It's cute, but like, it's not in the Toy Story. It's Game. It's not in the Bug's Life. Coco, Incredibles. Like, it's just not up there for me.
Whoa. That's scandalous.
Well, yeah, this is the thing. A film confession should be scandalous, which is why I'm wondering if you have a film confession to share with the show.
I have one, but it's embarrassing because I'm an actor and I should be watching everything that, you know, there's this, that.
It's impossible to see everything. It's impossible to see everything, and it's good to have a watch list. Like, you need to save things. Like, you can't see everything all at once. So share that your film confession with us, Jessica.
You're going to be shocked.
Go on then, hit me with it.
I've never seen The Godfather.
Yeah, I am shocked. You know what? I was expecting I was expecting some sort of like Disney film or like Shrek or something. Like, The Godfather. Well, you know what though? I mean, in a way, it's a clever idea because many people say it's the best film of all time. Arguably, once you've seen it, you peaked. So perhaps you need to leave it for like 2 decades, and you know, otherwise every other film is not going to be as good.
I keep meaning to, but you know, it's such a heavy film that you really have to be in the right frame of mind. And then anytime, I don't know, I just get, I'm busy.
Yeah. All right, listen, there is no judgment in the film Confession. It's all good. It's all good.
That's going to haunt me forever. People are going to be like, wait, I heard that you haven't seen The Godfather.
When you're on set with like amazing actors like Edward Norton, you just got to pretend you have, right?
You do. You just play it off. You go, oh yeah, I remember that. I remember that scene. I mean, look, I know everything that happens in it because there's been so many references throughout the years, but I've just never seen it firsthand.
Well, there we go. Brilliant film confession. That is genuinely a brilliant film confession.
Magic.
Thank you for sharing that, Jessica. And so finally, it's been such a pleasure to chat with you. And Moly is such a lovely series. It's really charming, as I said earlier. And I honestly think people should stick it on when they get home from school. If they've got younger siblings, older siblings, it's a great watch for the whole family. So where and when can people check it out?
You can check it out on Boomerang UK, 5:30 on Monday.
Jessica, thank you so much. I will most definitely be watching Moly and can't wait to see all of the amazing, super, super exciting projects that are going to be hitting our screens very shortly. And do let us know what you think of The Godfather when you get into watching.
Oh, no. Thank you so much. That was really fun.
This is Fun Kids.